Happy Tuesday, everyone. Hope everyone is having a good week. Well, it's still the beginning of the week, but I hope everyone had a good Monday, a good Tuesday, and the rest of the week. This week is like full of concerts. I know Usher came to Philly today. Lauryn Hill comes to Philly on Saturday, I think it is. So, looking forward to that. Definitely looking forward to that Lauryn Hill concert because she hasn't really had anything for a while. She was having some legal trouble and I guess, you know, she was in jail for a little bit, I think. So I know she wasn't able to perform or anything. I mean, she was in jail, so she couldn't really do much. So I'm really happy that she's having something. I think it'll be a good turnout because, I mean, everybody loves Lauryn Hill, even though we were like 8 when she was out. But I think it'll be a good concert, actually. So I'm kind of looking forward to that this weekend. But in celebrity news, there has been babies on top of babies on top of babies. Well, we know Kate Middleton is pregnant. And she was having a rough pregnancy. I know she had a bad, not a bad pregnancy, but like a rough pregnancy with George, her first baby. And now she's pregnant with the second one. And I know she's like throwing up a lot, which is common. You know, you get morning sickness, but I think hers is like really bad, like all day. Like not just morning sickness, it's kind of like an all day sickness because, I mean, she has that condition. I forget what it's called, but you get sick like throughout your whole pregnancy, which sucks because I know you want to, I mean, I've never, you know, I don't have any children, but I know I would want to like enjoy my pregnancy. Like I wouldn't want to like, you know, sit near worrying about like if I'm going to feel good today, or like, it just makes it, you know, less enjoyable that I'm like sick the whole time. So I do pray that she, I guess, you know, they have like medication for her. I pray that she gets on like the right medication and she'll be able to enjoy her pregnancy more, because nobody wants to have a bad pregnancy, but you know, what do I know? And then Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel finally, I've been waiting for this since they got married. They're finally having a little boo-boo. She's like really early in the pregnancy. Like she might not even be 3 months because she's not even really showing. I mean, I don't know. There's like a little something there, but nothing crazy. So I'm excited. Like I can't wait to see what they name it. Like are they going to name it something like crazy? Because I mean, her name's Jessica. His name's Justin. Maybe they'll stick with like the J theme. That would be cute. Their baby's gonna be really cute. Like, I can't even wait. I can't wait. Because at first it was rumors that, like, they were getting divorced. And, like, I don't think they're getting divorced. I mean, you never know. They might have been going through some things, but seems like they're okay to me. They're having a baby. So maybe whatever they were going through, like, you know, they got over it. That's what you do in a relationship. You go through things, you talk it out, you work it out, you get over it. Like, you know. So I'm happy that they worked it out. And now they're having a little baby. And then Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are also having a baby. And she's like, she's showing. So she's probably like 4, maybe. She has a little bump, nothing crazy. It's so cute. So I can't wait to see their baby either. Like, I love babies. One day I'll have one. Just not yet. But their baby will be cute. And then celebs that gave birth, Kelly Rowland gave birth to little baby Titan. And his head and his hands look cute. We haven't seen his face, but Beyonce posted a picture of like her holding his hand, like with her finger. And then Kelly posted a picture and it was just like, you know, the back, like his hair, the back of his head. And he just looks so little and so cute. little baby Titan. She had it with her her husband slash manager Tim Witherspoon. So Titan Jewel Witherspoon, so cute. Like, he's probably a doll. I love little babies. One day. So anyway, me and Ayana, throughout the week, we look for content for the show. And we definitely try to find the most interesting things to talk about, because everyone doesn't, you know, read entertainment blogs or look at entertainment magazines to find out what's going on. But this, I mean, I know we talk about the Kardashians all the time. Like, I'm sorry. I know we talk about them all the time. But they are just like the craziest family ever. So we're looking, you know, for content for the show. And we see this article about Kris Jenner and her new boyfriend. And I'm just like, wait, she doesn't have a new boyfriend already? Like, no, she doesn't. But there's pictures, they go out, they've been to, you know, events together. I'm just like, what? She's dating this 33-year-old guy. I forget his last name. Last name Gamble. He's like Justin Bieber's assistant manager. So, you know, he has a good job. You know, he's in the mix, in the entertainment world. And I'm just like, he's black. They love a black man, I tell you. Except Courtney. But I'm just like, didn't she just get divorced? So I'm thinking maybe she met him you know, maybe a couple months ago or something at an event, because Kris be out here. So she probably met him at a party or some type of event. They started talking. She's like, yeah, I'm going through a separate, because this is when her and Boo were still separate. I mean, they just got divorced like last month. They've been separated for almost a year, but they just made it like official. Like, they just made it official last month. So I'm just like, dang, Kris, like, you don't waste no time. And it's not like, it's like, oh, they're just friends, or like, no, I'm pretty sure they're like dating, because the pictures that I saw, they're like holding hands and like his arms around her waist and like boyfriend stuff, you know what I mean? So they're dating. I'm like, Kris, dang. But I think she always wanted somebody younger. Like, as she gets older, she wants to date like younger men. Like, I don't know. But I think that might be how a lot of women are. Like, they see themselves getting older and they're just like, like, they want to date younger men. So I don't know. Best of luck to them. Like, I don't even know when their relationship started, because we just saw the picture maybe like last week, and I'm sure they've been dating since before last week, obviously. But I don't know how long they've been dating. I gotta do some more research on this man, and then like, how did they meet? But it's probably because Kris is at events all the time, so I'm sure they met, you know. He came over to her, she came over to him, whatever, started talking, and now they're together. They were in pictures with like was it Courtney or was it Kim? I think it was Courtney and Chloe and like Malika. They had all went somewhere, and it was Scott, and it was like a whole bunch of people. And then there's Kris and her boyfriend in the back. I'm just like, oh, well, yeah, he's like really in the family. But I wonder how like Kendall and Kylie feel about him, or like, he's like the same age as Kim, like a year younger than Kim. So it's just like, what? Like, you're dating somebody that could be your son. I mean, he's older than Rob, because Rob's only like 30. Rob's not even 30, I don't think. I'm just like, this is weird. I would be like, mom, what are you doing? This is a little weird, but okay. But also about the Kardashians, so Chloe and French Montana. Well, they're the show Cordy and Chloe Take the Hamptons is on now. So on that show, they show like the relationship. Excuse me. They show Chloe and French Montana's relationship. And it's so cute. Like, they're so cute together. They're so cute. Like, at first it was a little awkward, because, you know, like, that's her first relationship since Lamar, so she really didn't know, probably, like, you know, his likes, his dislikes, does he like this, and this, you know, you just gotta get to know each other. But I feel like they're a cute little couple. So I don't know when they taped the show. You know, we see the show months and months after they've taped it, so this is probably, like, you know, very old to us. So supposedly they broke up or whatever, but they're still friends, which is a little weird. But if you're a celebrity and if you're a Kardashian, nothing's weird. So I don't even think it's really weird anymore, because it's the Kardashians. But they're still friends, because French Montana just celebrated his 30th birthday, and he had a party, and it was like Diddy and Cassie there, and Miguel and his girlfriend, and, you know, all the celebrity couples basically. And Chloe was there, Kim, Kylie, everybody was there basically. And like, Chloe was there, like, taking pictures with him and on him. And I'm just like, oh, so like, they're still like very friendly too. Like, it's not like they're just friends, they just like pass each other on the street, they're just like, oh, hi. No, they're like friends. Like, you still come to my birthday party, you still take pictures with me, you still. And I'm like, I haven't heard anything about Jordan Sparks and Jason Derulo still being friends. Like, I think that ship has sailed. Like, once you break up, that's it. What are we talking for? Like, not even a happy birthday. It's like, goodbye. Like, we broke up for a reason, so good luck with your life. Like, even if you didn't have like a bad breakup, like my one boyfriend from like high school, we didn't have like a terrible breakup. It was like amicable. Like, we were both like, all right, I'm about to go to college, so bye. So like, he'll still like comment on a picture on like Instagram, or like put happy birthday on Instagram, but that's it. It's not like we hold long drawn out conversations. Like, that's it. That's, we didn't have a bad breakup. Like, but then my other boyfriend, like, I would never speak to him again. The one that I had like my freshman year of college, you know, he won't even get like a God bless you if he sneezes, or if he tripped and fell, I would probably walk over him. Like, you know, some of those breakups are bad. But we don't know how French and Chloe broke up. Like, they could have had a really not good breakup, but it could have just been both of them. Like, Chloe probably was maybe not ready for another relationship. And, you know, maybe French understood, and he's kind of like, you know, well, when you're ready, let me know, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's a good breakup. You know what I mean? So we don't know what happened between them, but I feel like they probably had a good breakup. I don't know. I don't know these people, but I want to pretend that I know them, but you never know, because she's still going to his party. So obviously they couldn't have had that bad of a breakup if you're still at my birthday party. Like, that would never happen with me. Like I said again, nothing is weird when it comes to the Kardashians, because they do some of the craziest things, and I can't even judge them, because I'm just like, it's the Kardashians. Like, you can't even get mad at anything, because they can't surprise me anymore. Like, anything they do is not shocking to me. Like, Chris dating a 33-year-old, I was shocked at first, but then I was like, you know what, it's Kris Jenner. Like, she's the mother. She bred all these children. So they're crazy because the mother is crazy. She started it. So, like, nothing they do is, like, shocking. And French Montana's brother, Zach, is supposedly dating Amber Rose. And I'm just like, dang, Amber. But they had a bad breakup. And that's not even a breakup. Like, that was her husband. So I feel like, since he allegedly cheated on her, like, she probably's like, you know what, forget you. I'm gonna go get a boyfriend now and see how you like it. But we haven't heard anything from Wiz. Like, is he mad that she's dating him? Does he even care? Like, he doesn't seem like he cares. Like, all his videos and pictures I've seen lately are him just like having fun. And I'm like, dang, like, he don't even miss her. Like, he legit just left and that was it. And also this week, we had Mr. Chris Brown himself. Y'all know he got anger problems. So, I mean, I don't know if you guys watched The Real, which is a talk show. It has, like, the fashion designer Jeannie Mai, Tamara Mowry Housley, Lonnie Love, the comedian, Tamar Braxton, and Adrian Bailon. So they host a talk show. It's an all-female talk show, sort of like The View, but it's more, I guess, supposed to like reach out to a younger audience. So I don't watch it that much. I mean, I might catch a rerun here or there, but not really. Anyway, they were talking about friendtervention, something like that, like an intervention between friends. So basically, they were kind of talking about people that are in relationships, but not in relationships. It's kind of like a situationship. Like, to the public eye, you guys kind of look like you go together, but you don't really go together. So they were talking about that, and they brought up, well, Adrian Bailon, well, Tamar Braxton brought up Chris Brown and Karrueche, because we know, we always see pictures of, like, Karrueche. She posts stuff of Chris Brown. Chris Brown, like, he'll post stuff about her, like, sometimes, but not as much as she posts about him. And even when he was, like, going through his jail stuff and everything else, like, she still stood by him. So they were kind of like, girl, your friends need to intervene between y'all, because I guess because they feel like her friend should say something about the relationship, seeing as though, I guess, they're not officially boyfriend and girlfriend, which is weird because I feel like they should be, but I guess they're not. I don't know. And they were like, maybe her friends want their relationship to want them to continue seeing each other how they are, because it benefits them. Like, if Karrueche and Chris aren't friends anymore, then maybe their friends won't be able to get into, like, the popping clubs, or, you know, their relationship kind of benefits their friends. And everybody just had their own opinion about the situation. So Chris Brown heard about it, and y'all know he got anger problems. He went off. Like, he started talking about Adrian Bailon, because everybody pretty much knows Adrian Bailon from 3LW and then, like, the Disney Channel. And then she went with Rob Kardashian. So, like, that's pretty much how she's known. Like, now she's known because, you know, she does a lot of, like, hosting stuff, and she's on the talk show now. And she used to do stuff for, like, Maury, like, correspondent stuff for Maury. So everybody knows her from that. But she's pretty much known for, like, Rob Kardashian's girlfriend, pretty much. So he was like, you know, you're only famous because of the Kardashians, and you don't really have a real career per se, because you kind of came up from other people. Like, you didn't start your career on your own, which is, I mean, not true. She was in 3LW, but whatever. And then Tamar Braxton, he was calling her like a Muppet, and he was just saying, because, I mean, she's kind of always, I guess people talk about her looks. I mean, she's okay. And actually, she has vitiligo, which is that disease, like, when it had, you have, like, light patches in your skin. So he probably didn't know that, but I think it hurt her feelings when he came at her, like, appearance, because she really suffers from a real, like, condition. So she was probably upset about that. But he was, like, you know, saying that they don't have real careers, and she's, because that's Toni Braxton's younger sister. So he was like, you're in Toni's shadow and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, oh, don't talk about Tamar like that. Like, you never know what somebody's really going through. Like, when he said that, they probably hit home for her, because she actually does have a skin condition. And then, like, Adrian, they, on another episode, they were talking about just stuff that they dealt with in their past life. And that's how she felt. Like, she felt like she always had to be validated from her relationships, or she wasn't good enough just by herself. And, like, when Chris Brown said that, she's, you know, was nothing without like the Kardashians. That's how she became famous. It probably really hit home for her. So she was probably really upset, and that was sad. So I kind of felt bad. I kind of did feel bad for her, just because it's like, well, I mean, she didn't really feel validated in her relationships, and now you're telling the world that she's only famous because of the Kardashians. So I kind of did feel bad for her. So I think he should apologize. I mean, I don't really know if he will apologize. Y'all know Chris Brown is mean. He might make good music, but he's a little mean. So who knows what's going to happen with that. So in other news, I don't know if you guys have been... Well, I don't follow Keisha Cole either. But her new show is coming out. The show about her family. I saw that. Well, you know, the previews for it. And there's like this video surfacing, and she's like on this piano. First of all, she supposedly goes with Birdman. Okay, with the bald guy with the tattoos on his face and eyelids and all that stuff. So she goes with him. But there's like this video of her like twerking on a piano, like a grand piano. I don't know if he was there or if he just like watched the video. I'm like, what, Keisha? Like, what are you doing? First of all, you have a son. You just got divorced from your husband. I mean, I guess it's okay for you to have a boyfriend, but Lord, what are you doing? I just had to say that as a sidebar, because when I saw that video, I'm like, what? Anywho, what I really wanted to talk about was Nicki Minaj hosting the EMAs. She did really good. I caught some of it. Like, I didn't know how she was going to do as a host, because I'm like, Nicki Minaj is so goofy and like, I don't know. She's just like, Nicki Minaj. Like, you know what I mean? She's always so like riled up. So I was like, I don't really know how she's going to do as host, but she didn't do bad. Just like when Drake hosted that award show, I was kind of like, but like he did like funny stuff and it made you want to watch, and that's kind of how Nicki's was. And she performed, obviously, she performed Anaconda, obviously. And then she came out in this like long, like ball gown type dress, and she was like suspended from the air. Like, it was decent. It was really decent. So like, her team did a good job with her hosting and preparing her for the show. And did y'all see Ariana Grande? This is like the first time she hasn't worn a ponytail. Everybody was talking about that because she literally wears a ponytail like every day, every appearance, every award show, every interview, every picture you see of Ariana Grande, she has that high ponytail. Her hair is very long. Well, it could be extensions too, but her hair is very long. She wears like a high ponytail all the time. So when I saw her at the music awards, I'm like, look at her with her hair out. Like, she looks so nice, and it makes her look older. And she definitely needs to look older, because I mean, Big Sean's about 25 and she's about 19. She looks like his little sister when they go out. So she definitely needs to like look older, I would say, because some of the pictures look like, okay, you're going out with your little sister, like, stop. Because they posted a picture, I guess it was last week, and he was like going to meet her grandpa or something. I'm like, this picture looks kind of crazy, like, because she just looks so young. But like, now that her hair's out, she's starting to look older. And she didn't have on like she doesn't really wear revealing clothes, like, you know what I mean? But she kind of had on like a low cut dress, and like the sides were kind of cut out. It was like, you know, it was appropriate for a 19-year-old, I would say. Like, everything wasn't all spilling out. It was cute. It was like a cute dress. I'm like, okay, Ariana. And then people were saying like, she looked like that because she dating a black man. I'm like, oh, stop. I think she is just trying to look older, definitely, because you're dating an older guy. You don't want to look like his little sister, you know, or like his little friend. You want to look like his girlfriend. So obviously people know she's younger than Big Sean, but I don't think she's like making a change because she's dating a black guy. Like, I don't know. She looked cute to me, and I'm glad that she had her hair out, because she definitely... So hopefully their relationship lasts. Like, Big Sean and Naya ain't less. But let's hold Big Sean and Ariana less. They seem cute, you know. I don't know them. Maybe the last. I don't know. We can only hope for the best, right? So now I want to talk to you about this show. Have you guys heard this show called Survivor's Remorse? Like, my boyfriend put me on. We didn't have Stars before. Because it only comes on Stars. It's like Saturday at 9 or something like that. And it's produced by like LeBron James and like a few other celebrities, I think. But it's really good. Okay, here's the summary. It's like this boy from the hood. I think they're from Boston. Okay, I'm gonna say Boston. You know, he's from the inner city, blah, blah, blah. And he was a basketball star. And then he gets picked up in the NBA. And like he moves his whole family out to Atlanta. And now they're living in Atlanta. You know, now he has money. He's getting like $35 million sneaker deals. And just, you know, when you become famous, you kind of just, you want to help out everybody. So basically, like, his sister is like a lesbian. So like they go to this new church and like they're kicked out of the church because his sister brings like one of her girls there. And then his uncle has all this like, his uncle's played by, and like his, yeah, Ronrico Lee from Sister Sister. And then his, no, that's his cousin. And his uncle's played by Mike Epps. His mom is Tashina Arnold, Pam from Martin. And Cam, that's the main character, like the basketball player. I don't know who that is. He's like a random, but he's a good actor, whatever. Who else? Trying to think who else is in there. It's a few other people, but it's like a really good show. At first I was skeptical because I'm like, what is this? But it's not like a ghetto, like it's not like bad production or anything. Like it's good. It's actually a really good show. It's a lot of like nudity, but I mean, we're grown, whatever. It's a good show. And the season's only like 6 episodes. And I think they just play episode 5. So there's literally only one more episode left in the season. I guess they just wanted to see how people would react. But I think it'll come back for a second season. Because I want to see what's going to happen. Like, it's just all this stuff happening. I don't want to tell you guys, like, what happens. I just wanted to give you a summary. Because it's a good show. And we didn't even have Stars. But my boyfriend was like, no, we have to get this. We have to get Stars so we can watch this show. Like, it's really a good show. So I'm like waiting to see what's going to happen for the last episode. And I don't know. I think it's going to last. I hope it does last. Because I want to see what happens in the last seasons. I'm trying to think who else is on the show. There's a few famous people that come like in and out. I don't know, guys. It's just a good show. Well, next week, I'll be able to tell you all about the Lauryn Hill concert. Remember, I was talking about that earlier. I hope it's good. I know it's going to be a lot of people there, and it's probably going to be crowded because she hasn't been out in, like, a long time. Because, like I said, she was in jail or almost in jail because she didn't pay, like, her taxes. What is with celebrities not paying their taxes? I think it's because they have, like, accountants, quote unquote, and they have people supposedly helping them. You think they be stealing their money? No, they don't be stealing money from her. But they're probably just like, I'm a celebrity, I'ma just pay it when I want. Like, you think they act like that? They shouldn't though, because everybody needs to pay tax. And she has like small kids, so I don't think they let her go to jail. I just think she had to pay back all this money. So now she probably does have to do concerts, just like Erykah Badu. They're all in that same like neo soul bracket. She was seen like singing on the streets of New York City or something. I'm just like, what? Like for money or for like fun? And I think it was like to get money. I'm like, so Erykah Badu is broke, like legit broke. I mean, just like on Flex and Shanice, when they said people always ask about broke celebrities, I mean, it can happen to anybody. So I guess I shouldn't be surprised because even if you're a celebrity, something can happen and you can end up not having any more money. Like, that's crazy though, because I feel like you being a celebrity, you should have people in your corner. They're like, this is how you should manage your money. This is what you should spend. This is what you shouldn't. And once you get to a certain place, they should be like, okay, it's time to cut you off. Like, that's it. But they must not have the best teams to tell them when they need to calm down. I don't know. That's terrible. Well, guys, next week, it should be me and my partner again. Something always happens, but we get the show done anyway because we love to talk to you guys. And I would love to hear your feedback, but hopefully one day. But we do love to talk to you guys and keep you informed about what's going on in the entertainment world. But until next time, I hope everyone has a good week. See ya.